Barkley urges blacks to be healthier amid coronavirus. I hate using the word systematic racism because you give people a crutch. By Jeff Poor on April 18, 2020. Saturday, during CNN's The Color of COVID special, former NBA great and NBA on TNT announcer Charles Barkley discussed issues pertaining to the coronavirus impact on the communities of color, which included the Black and Latino communities. Barkley somewhat downplayed claims of systematic racism as a reason for the virus impact on his community. He called it a crutch and argued it is often used as a reason for an unhealthy lifestyle. "Listen, I hate using the word systematic racism because you give people a crutch," Barkley said. We as black people have to accept the fact there is systematic racism. But that doesn't give you a reason to go out and be overweight and have diabetes. You know, we have got to eat better. We need better access to health care. We need better access to being able to work out, and things like that. But unless we get better health care, which is part of the system, unless we learn to work out better and take better care of our bodies, we are always going to be at a disadvantage. We can't go back and worry about history. History is what it is, but we are what we are. And this is going to be a wake-up call for us as a black community. Guys, we are not part of the system. He went on to emphasize the need for so-called communities of color to get beyond the coronavirus threat, given they staff many essential elements of the American economy. But unfortunately, we have to be in control of the system when this thing is over, because the reason this thing y'all are having tonight is important. Van, Don, who are the people serving our food? Who are the people who work in the hotels? Who are the people who work in the supermarkets? They are black and Latinos. I'm not bragging, it is what it is. I don't remember the last time I stayed in a hotel that didn't have a bunch of amazing black women and a lot of amazing Latino women working in those hotels. That's why, for America, we need to take care of these people. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.